This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us via the Lovell Chronicle, their December 3rd edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of November 23rd through the 29th. On November 23rd, a 55-year-old out of Byron turned himself into police after learning he had a warrant for his arrest for failure to pay child support.
Uh-oh.
So, usually, that's a young man's game, a 55-year-old not paying child support. So, It could have begun back a number of years. So, or maybe he had children at a late age. I don't know. So,
well, hopefully he forgot the payment for a month or two, not for years.
Yeah. Also, on November 24th, a juvenile was pulled over on East Main Street and ended up having his car impounded by police. The juvenile was cited for speeding, having no side mirror and no muffler. The individual and the vehicle are known to officers. Lovell Police Chief Laffin said that the juvenile has already been cited multiple times for breach of peace due to the playing of loud music and the lack of a muffler, and is awaiting a municipal court appearance for those citations. So he just keeps getting pulled over all the time.
And he can't figure out why.
Blah, 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 I'm sure he knows why. He doesn't care. What are they going to do? Take my car away?
Hey. And, you know, even especially before you are legally adult, you don't want to become known to local law enforcement.
Known to
local. Oh, we know that guy.
Yeah, we know that kid.
Not a good scene.
So, yeah, he's been doing it, and we've had a couple of reports on him. And him being known, he just likes cranking the music because he can't hear the music because his muffler is too loud.
Round up the usual suspects.
So now he's going to be walking, cranking up the music while he's walking. So. Also, on November 25th, officers responded to a resident on Montana Avenue after their Dodge Durango and their house were egged.
Oh, jeez.
There were no damage caused, and the property owner chose not to pursue charges. So,
oh, he knows the egger.
I'm guessing it could be, you know, the person that, you know, that he had ticked off, or he knows some chicken that
angry chickens.
Angry, you know, he's going to chuck eggs at him.
Yeah.
Also, on November 27th, officers were contacted by the Bank of Lovell after the bank discovered a fake $100 bill in a local business deposit bag. Officers determined the $100 bill to be prop money, the kind often used in films, and didn't consider the bill to be a serious attempt at forgery.
Hmm.
The incident does not appear to be related to a similar incident last week involving a fake $10 bill.
Going for the gusto with that one.
Yeah, use up $10 worth of printing ink. Print a $10 bill.
Well, we covered this in Wyoming News this morning. They're having more bills pop up down in Jackson and now south of Jackson in Afton.
So, and they're all prop bills?
It doesn't. My information didn't give me that, whether it's prop bills or not. I think this is the good old laser printer variety.
Yeah, but we've had a number of the prop bills pop up in the area, so. Hey, movie people.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Also, officers were called to Montana Avenue after a resident reported there was people behind his apartment and they may have tried to enter the back door. Officers arrived on the scene and could find no evidence of a group gathering behind the apartment nor any attempted entry into the apartment. Maybe it was a movie he was watching. We don't know.
Possibly a dream.
Yeah, there was no activity at all. Police report headline, fake bill reported again.
Again.
Let's go over to the Sheriff's Department. Let's see, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department. For November 23rd, a resident of Lane 8.5 in Cowley called deputies to report his ex-wife for trespassing after she entered his trailer. Deputies determined the incident to be a civil matter due to the relationship between the two and the fact that they live on the same lot.
They got two side-by-side trailers.
Yeah, I guess. I'm moving out. Where are you moving? 5 feet away.
That ought to be far enough.
Yeah, and then she came into his trailer to get whatever she had in there. He called the sheriff. So
where'd the magic go?
I know, and this, and I'm sure the deputies may have just, you know, put someone there. There's going to be plenty more calls coming out. Also, members of the Deaver Franny Fire Department responded to a structure fire on Road 1 near Franny after a goat shed was engulfed in flames.
Ah!
Fire was successfully contained by the first responders. Fire was determined to have been caused by a heat lamp. Mm. So you goats always plugging in heat lamps.
Well, at least it wasn't a goat smoking.
Yeah, that's true. On November 29th, deputies responded to a report of vandalism on Road 11 and a half near Lovell after an unknown person trespassed onto the property and destroyed multiple live traps on the location.
Oh.
The incident is under investigation.
Huh.
So we have maybe an environmentalist heading out,
yeah,
Russ.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheriff's report headline, goat shed catches fire near Franny. Okay.
In other words, Tuesday.
Yeah. Also, there was a story about an arrest made in Hot Springs County on the health officer. They arrested a 27-year-old who had just moved to Thermopolis from Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and he was arrested on telephonic threats. But they did put his voicemail. They released his voicemail message.
Right.
So I thought this was Dr. Miller, who is the Hot Springs County health officer.
Uh-huh.
And it said, "Well, Dr. Miller, you got some nuts facing off this blank, blank town. You know, one of these blank days, you're going to pay for this." One man deciding what an entire town does. Well, there was no vote, and you're not my blank representative. You SOB, you better watch yourself. So that part there is the one that alarmed the sheriff's department.
Nuts to you.
And that's just a 27-year-old out of Colorado.
Just moved to town.
Gee,
I wonder why he left Colorado.
They're sad to see him leave.
Hey, what happened to that one loudmouth guy? He moved to Wyoming.
Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They include a welfare check north of Bzorka. Received a request to check the welfare of a subject. Officer responded, not able to make contact with the subject. We don't know. So, suspicious activity east 2nd. Received a report of a male that was pacing back and forth in front of a business. Officers responding, contacted male. Everything was fine. Disposition completed. He was just waiting for somebody. Suspicious activity, East 8th. Received a report of a male who said they were from Spectrum. Had stopped at the RP's house to fix something with the house. RP advised they didn't have an appointment or need anything fixed. So the RP didn't let him in the house. An officer responded, but was unable to locate any Spectrum vehicle in the area. Meanwhile, 3 hours later, RP called back and advised it was a legitimate service call, but they had the wrong house. Disposition gone on arrival. You'd think that Spectrum would have figured that out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, maybe it's not the right house. So I can't read this writing. What does it say here? So welfare check, north of Bzorka. Received a report of a male subject walking around in circles. An officer responded, spoke to the male subject, advised he was just out getting fresh air. Disposition completed. This at 3:48 in the afternoon. Oh, no! That's suspicious! He's walking around in circles!
How small was the circle? I mean...
Yeah, well, I'm...
Was he just going around and around? Or... I think that's called a pirouette.
I don't know, but he didn't, you know, he had no destination in mind. So he was just...
That's a taserin'!
North of Bzorka Street. It's hard to walk in that area, Russ. So,
I guess.
Yeah. Theft, West 3rd. Received report of a theft. Officer responded, contacted all parties involved. It was determined to be unfounded. Disposition, unfounded. So it was a... We don't know. Nothing was stolen. Mm. No, it was mine to begin with. Suspicious activity, North Bernard. Received report that a resident found footage on the camera of someone on their property during the night.
Ah!
The officer responded, looked at the footage. That's your patrol will be done. Disposition completed. You're just looking at the footage. And wait a minute. What's this? Underage smokers, E7, received report of a juvenile vaping. An officer responded, and after an investigation, the juvenile issued a citation for the tobacco violation, even though there's no tobacco involved. So, but it's still called a tobacco violation. So he's going to stop vaping and start smoking real tobacco.
If I'm going to get charged with tobacco, I might as well have the real stuff.
Yeah. And then suspicious activity north of Zorka. Received report of a male subject talking to a juvenile claiming he was a relative and tried to go inside the child's house.
Yeah.
RP believes that he was either on drugs or mentally impaired. Two go together.
Mm-hmm.
Officers responded, searched the area extensively, unable to locate the male or his truck. They will continue to look for the subject. So, seems like Absorca Street is the place to be. So.
Well, that is truly suspicious. Better than the guy walking in circles.
Yeah.
But, hi, little Timmy. I'm your unknown Uncle Bob.
Yeah.
So. Let me in. And it sounds like this young person did not let him in. Good for them.
Yeah. And then motor vehicle crash on East Coulter. Received report of a motor vehicle crash. The officer responded after an investigation. A 52-year-old female out of Powell was arrested for driving while under the influence. Transported to the Park County Detention Center. So a late-night crash, and alcohol seemed to be a part of it.
First time. Not even close.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Where on Mondays, Tim walks in circles. So...
You but he's okay. Don't call the cops.
Don't call the cops, please. Anyway, appreciate the Lovell Chronicle and the Powell Police Department for today's Police Plotter Report.